who's throwing that shade in your neighborhood, who's trolling online in the neighborhood. It's Nextdoor. Welcome to Nextdoor.
So what Nextdoor started out to be was neighbors trying to be neighborly. I take that back. I don't know if it ever got there. I think it was invented with the idea that it could be somewhere where neighbors who just moved to the neighborhood could meet, neighbors who maybe just had a new child could find other people in the neighborhood who had kids to play with. Not what it is.
It was a great TED Talk.
It was.
But not in reality.
No, it did not make it through the alpha stage. So everybody just throws shade at everybody. So we find the best of Nextdoor, and we bring it to you to see if your neighbors are calling you out.
Hi, neighbor.
Jamie writes, this year for Halloween, can we all decide as a neighborhood on a few rules? I'm giving away Reese's. So can someone get something other than that? My daughter came home last year, and all she had were dots and Hershey's. Can we please have some variety this year? If we all post what we're handing out, maybe that will help.
Mm.
Reply, Reese's. Reply, Reese's. Reply, Reese's. And the list goes on, and it's all Reese's until Michael chimes in and says, okay, I'll get dots.
Dots are awesome.
Dots are
awesome. The worst.
Hi, neighbor.
Oh, I love a good poll.
Oh, yeah.
Paul put one up. He asked the question, are you sick and tired of seeing coyotes killing your pets and potentially your children? Yes, 45%. No, 55%. 105 votes. What happened in this neighborhood? Yes didn't even take a majority. It wasn't even 50-50. This is a 10-point swing.
Maybe it's just because it was early voting. Maybe it wasn't actual voting.
We haven't. There was a hanging chad. You know, cable news these days.
Hi, neighbor.
In all caps, what on earth makes you think it's okay to take it upon yourself and mow my yard? Because you think it looks better that way? You did not have permission to mow my yard, and you left a huge mess. I was in the middle of a project. Didn't you see the pathways? You mowed right over them. I had to clean up the huge mess you left, and you gave me more work to do. You were not doing me a favor, and I want some type of compensation for the damages you caused. Responses. To be clear, y'all are welcome to mow my lawn anytime you want. Ooh, do mine. I'll leave a bottled water and $5 on the porch. What was the project, though? And the last response. No good deed goes unpunished.
It's true.